Hello again, and welcome to Mompreneuring the Podcast. I'm your host, Tiana Starks, and I'm happy to be here with you again this week. Mompreneuring the Podcast is an extension of my blog titled Mompreneuring the Blog, which you can find on my website at tianastarks.com. It is a platform for introverted moms who aspire to succeed in business and in life, providing the necessary tools and resources to overcome challenges as they arise. So in this week's podcast, I'll be taking a slightly different approach from my previous podcast. I mean, obviously, I'll still be talking about mompreneurship, but this week I'll lean more into the mom part, whereas in the past, I've been leaning more on into the entrepreneurial aspects of mompreneurship. But we are whole people, right? So in that spirit, we must address each and every aspect of being a mompreneur. And as mompreneurs, I want us to be happy, healthy, and successful in all the ways. So I'll admit, I'm a little bit of a nerd if you haven't figured that out already. I love getting into the nitty-gritty of business success and productivity and data and audience identification and creation and all of the things that deal with creating a business. But we'll also be talking about things on this podcast that just deal with how to make life easier for mompreneurs, because we definitely need that. So with that said, the first thing that I'll be talking about this week is one of the things that I do for my own personal self-care, and that is kick off the year with a diet reset. Okay, so I want to pause here because I think it's important that we also reframe our ideas of what self-care is. Like, I believe that self-care is personal. I think that each individual has to decide what self-care means to them. Sure, it's nice to get a massage and a pedicure and to take care of your outer appearance, but honestly, like, is that really self-care? Like, I went to get a pedicure yesterday and I was like, when I was getting it done, it was amazing. But like, the act of having to plan to go to do that as a business owner when there's so many other things that need to be done can be a little stressful. But I mean, I can really get all philosophical about like beauty standards and the male gaze and like what it really and truly means to do self-care, but I will just keep it simple and restate that I think that self-care is a personal endeavor and each person has to decide for themselves what self-care means to them. And so getting back on track, sorry for that rant. For me, self-care is a thing that I do or implement in my life that makes things easier for me to advance my general health, my physical, spiritual, or mental well-being. And so I've been starting the year for the last 3 years, or this is my third year this year, with a 3-day juice cleanse and the Whole 30 reset program. My favorite thing about this program is that usually by midway through the 30 days, which I am now, my energy levels are super consistent. Like, I stop having peaks and crashes, and I'm just able to maintain my focus and productivity a lot better than like toward the end of the year, which I'll be honest, I get a little bit off track toward the end of the year. But doing this program also helps me to be more intentional about what I'm putting in my body and what I'm feeding my family throughout the whole year. Like I said, I'm usually able to sustain this diet well beyond the 30 days. Usually, I'm doing pretty well until June, like when school lets out. So I've been thinking, and this is also making me be more intentional about thinking about when June hits, like, what am I going to do to maintain like the standards that I've set for myself and my self-care habits and Just making sure that just because the kids are home and there's a smorgasbord of snacks around, that I don't necessarily have to partake in that. But honestly, like doing this makes me feel healthy and strong. And extra bonus, why, and probably the biggest reason why I keep doing it year over year at this point is because I can see tangible increases in my productivity, and I am all about productivity. So I'm not suggesting that as an entrepreneur you should do the whole 30, but I do think that we all should be thinking more and being more intentional about what we eat. I think it could be beneficial in more ways than just losing weight or controlling your weight. But for me, it also helps in other areas of my life. And the second thing is also related to the first thing, and it's usually sparked by my planning for the whole 30, and it is taking one day a week to prepare all of the meals that my family will eat for that week. Like, this is a for real game changer, and I think, like, when you think about preparing a whole week's meals in one day, it seems like it's hard and it's going to take a long time, but it honestly does not take as long as it may seem like it would if you plan accordingly. And for me, like with my daughter's gymnastics schedule, we usually don't get home until about 8 p.m. most nights. So having dinner ready as soon as we get home is seriously a lifesaver. Not only do I save actual time that I don't have to spend preparing the meals that night, but it also creates more mental space for me because I don't have to be thinking about what we'll eat that night because it's already planned and prepared. I definitely recommend doing this 10 out of 10. Like, just try it. Like, 1 week. You don't have to commit to it, but just try it 1 week and just see the impact that it has for you over the course of that week. So, with all that said, in short, as we begin a new year, let's remember to take care of ourselves, our whole selves, not just our businesses. Not just the folks that we live with, because let me tell you cannot pour from an empty cup. We need to be intentional about our health and our time, and it'll likely help us to create more efficiencies in other areas of our lives as well. So with that said, I will get into this week's blog. It's titled From Self-Care to Sunday Prep: Nurturing Mompreneurial Well-Being and Efficiency in the New Year. This week's blog is a slight departure from my usual very business-focused content, shifting the focus to a more holistic perspective of mompreneurship. While I typically concentrate on the entrepreneurial side, it is critical to recognize ourselves as whole people, women who strive for success in both work and home. So this week, while I'm still focusing on ways in which we can create the opportunity for increased productivity, I'm sharing some routines that I've created for my personal well-being and to streamline dinner time in my home. As a bonus, they also create efficiencies in other areas of my life. I frequently discuss the importance of establishing daily, weekly, monthly, and quarterly routines tailored for aspiring introverted mompreneurs. However, as we begin a new year, I'm reminded of my annual traditions, and I want to share two practices that I've incorporated into my life to set the stage for a successful year. Neither is explicitly tied to the work I do in my business, yet both significantly enhance my overall efficiency and productivity and contribute to my mompreneurial mindset as I begin a new year. The first practice revolves around self-care, which I believe is an essential element for everyone, especially those of us juggling motherhood and business ownership. I believe that addressing physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental well-being is crucial, on your journey as a mompreneur. Personally, I know that I must prioritize my physical health, understanding that, as cliche as it may sound, your health is your first wealth. Exercising is non-negotiable for me if I want to show up as my best self daily. Its impact on my performance both at home and in the office is undeniable, and there is a significant difference in my stamina and general performance when I don't maintain a fitness routine. Enter my fairly new annual ritual, kickstarting the year with a 3-day juice cleanse followed by the Whole30 Diet Reset Program. The Whole30 is an elimination program designed to help people understand the effects of the types of food they eat on the mind and body. While the program lasts only 30 days, its value extends beyond that time frame. For me, it instills intentionality at the beginning of the year, raising my awareness of the food I consume throughout the entire year. It also compels me to be more intentional with planning my weekly schedule, ensuring support for meal planning and any necessary adjustments to my routine, which then prompts a broader look at other aspects of my life. This leads me to the second practice I want to highlight in this blog, which is meal preparation for the week. Sundays have become my dedicated day for preparing all the meals we will eat in the upcoming week. That's right, I make all of the meals I will prepare for the week in one day, and it's one of the best decisions I've made. Surprisingly, it usually only takes about 2 hours thanks to advanced planning. This simple routine has proven to be a game changer, freeing up considerable time during the week, especially with my daughter's demanding gymnastics schedule. Not only does it save time, but it also increases mental space by eliminating the daily dinner dilemma. Knowing that wholesome homemade meals are readily available in my refrigerator or freezer alleviates the daily dinner decision stress. While these two practices may not seem groundbreaking, they serve as rituals that reinforce my identity as a mom and support my entrepreneurial pursuits. They provide the positive momentum needed to kickstart the year with a series of small wins that contribute to long-term success. What new habits or practices have you started or are planning to start in 2024 to kick your year off with the positive momentum you need to show up as your most efficient, productive, and successful self? Thank you again for listening this week. I know I've been off for the last 2 weeks, but it's because honestly, I was having some trouble with my mic. I think I've figured that part out. And then, like, you know, beginning of the year stuff, winding down from the holiday season. So I took a couple of weeks off, but I am back. I am committed, and I will be back next week. I hope that you will too. Have a good one.